The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
Hey, thanks for joining me today on this edition of Build Your Tribe. As you may be able to tell, I'm recording this from my car. I'm actually recording it on my iPhone. No special microphone. I'm just speaking into the memo app or the voice memo app. Yes. And then I'm going to upload it to Dropbox and it goes from there directly to your ears. Today, I want to talk to you about creating an introductory offer. But before we do that, just a moment to connect with you about how frustrating it is some days to be an entrepreneur, which is like why I'm recording from my car right now. I don't know what is going on this week, but literally I'm having one of those weeks where you want to throw your computer out an eighth-story window. Like just all technology has failed me this week. Have you ever had one of those weeks? And as entrepreneurs, like, that's what we need. Everything is digital. You need to connect to the internet. You need to be on your phone. You need to be on your laptop, your desktop. And I'm always telling people, you've heard me say it, like, don't be cheap about your dreams. Upgrade to the largest amount of storage you can have. Buy the laptop and the phone that has the fastest processor. You know, just those kinds of things will save you time and money. Just like, don't be cheap about that. So y'all, I take my own advice. I'm not being cheap about any of these things, but it's all failing me this week. Like last night, I literally lost it. I went to record the Tuesday quick tip for Build Your Tribe, and I bought this brand new microphone that I'm really super excited about. And for what, I don't know why, I can't figure it out, but it's 8 o'clock at night and there's no one to call over. You know what I mean? Because it's you and you're working from home. And so I'm just hoping you can relate to all of this because it was so frustrating. Literally, I came out of my podcast studio because the mic, for whatever reason, like it was connecting, but it was making these weird like clicking sounds. So I would record like 20 minutes of the podcast and I'd go back and I'd fix it and I thought it would be all set. And I'd go to record again and check it 20 minutes later. So now I'm like, you know, 40 minutes in, it's 8 o'clock, 8:30 at night. And I'm just so annoyed. I just want to take a hammer and beat all of my electronics to death. Are you with me? So I came out of my podcast room and I poured. Brett's like, wow, I've never seen someone pour wine so aggressively. I'm like, I know this is not a great coping strategy, but I need a pour right now. Hashtag dry farm wines. Anyways, just taking a moment to recognize it. It's just part of life and it's frustrating. And then you feel like maybe I'm not good at technology. Maybe, I don't know. It just gets really frustrating. And the thing you have to remind yourself is, okay, I can figure this out. Stay calm. Tomorrow, call in the experts. Because the last thing I should be doing is spending 3 hours, which I would normally do, trying to figure out what is going on with this new microphone. But it's not just that. Like right now, at this moment, I'm driving to my office because something is going on with our internet at the office where it just keeps dropping out in the middle of the day. And we've called our internet provider and they're like, yeah, we don't know. Well, you're going to have to know. You're going to have to figure that out because we do business here and we pay for a business connection. So someone's going to have to figure it out. That's the other thing that is really important if you want to be a successful entrepreneur is you just can't let people say, I don't know. Or, well, we can't figure it out. Like, the cornerstone of your success is being ruthlessly resourceful. I'm going to figure it out. No, we don't take no for an answer. There's got to be a solution. I'm always saying, no, that's not okay to say no. There has got to be a solution. We will figure this out. We will figure this out. So that's where I'm at this week with technology. Back to you. I want to talk to you about your introductory offer. Now, I coined the term baby offer, I don't know, like maybe 10 years ago. And I think of a baby offer as just hopefully a way to look at the first offer that you make that is less intimidating. Oftentimes you'll hear business mentors and advisors tell you like, dream bigger, you got to dream big, you got to go big. And I think that when we do that, sometimes we make mistakes and we go too big. and we create something that is more advanced than our lifer is ready for, or more expensive than your relationship has the merit to command, if that makes sense. So in other words, if my lifer has just, this is the very first podcast you've ever listened to, and you're just getting to know me, and I tell you, I've got this amazing course that teaches you everything you need to know about business and marketing, and it's $2,500. You're not ready for that. We don't have a relationship on that level yet. I need to prove myself to you. You need to invest a much smaller dollar amount and see that I can deliver and then some, and that it works for you, and that you trust my way of teaching. And that creates a level of trust that allows you to make the next greater investment. Now, certainly there are always exceptions to this, right? Like, so if I have some pretty incredible marketing in place and you stumble upon an ad, you're a cold viewer or a cold audience, you don't know who I am, you haven't spent any time on my podcast, we haven't spent any time together, and you have a need, and we have done an amazing job of targeting those people who already can afford or already at a level where they understand making that type of investment and the return on that investment. Yeah, that could happen. But more often than not, business is about relationships. It's about figuring out if we trust people and how we can work together. And we build on that. And the way that we build on that is by creating a customer journey. This podcast is step one in that customer journey. Some of you have discovered this podcast that you've never paid for anything or invested any type of training or workshop or seminar with me. You've just invested your time, which is, it's a big investment, right? Because you can't get your time back. So that's the first opportunity for me to create a relationship with you, a journey. But then what? Well, then I have to remember who it is I want you to be and who it is I was one day, once upon a time, and think about what does that journey look like from maybe beginning to build an online business. And actually, if I want to think about the majority of my audience, I want to imagine that they haven't yet created a business that is profitable. And that's the majority of the population. Like, most people struggle to make their business profitable because they haven't invested in somebody who can show them that system. And so they spend years trying to figure that out themselves because that's who we are. As entrepreneurs, we're resourceful. We're like, yeah, I'll figure this out, right? But then you begin to realize, okay, all the other people who I'm looking at who are where I want to be have mentors or coaches, or they're going to seminars and they're doing training. They're self-educating themselves. It's business self-education, really. And so when you look at all of those things, you recognize, okay, so then I've got to think about creating an on-ramp for that person who hasn't invested anything yet. What do they need? What is the very first thing that they need? And the very first thing that they need, sorry, what they want versus what they need. Like, I kind of know, you do too, that there's a difference between what people want and what people need. People want a pill that helps them to be fit and healthy. People need to eat right, exercise, and change their lifestyle. So it's finding that like sweet spot and the balance of those two things, the balance of what people want and the balance of what people need, and creating a level of trust where you can take that person all the way through the journey so that eventually you are giving them not just what they want, but also what they need. So in my customer journey, when I first started creating online products, I, like you probably, or I'm assuming some of you thought, like, this has got to be big because I've got to be able to sell enough of whatever this is that I could support a team or pay for my mortgage or quit my job. So it's got to be big. So the first digital product that I created was a course called Health is Wealth. And it was a $500 course. And I was trying to market it to my audience, which at the time wasn't ready to spend $500 on a course that I designed for business people who had lost their way with their health and fitness, meaning they become so busy and so consumed with building their business that they no longer could figure out where to fit in health and fitness. Sounds great, But I hadn't built that kind of relationship with my audience. My audience isn't going to spend $500 at that time, wasn't going to spend $500 to address their health when they were really just trying to grow their business. So I was trying to give them what I thought they needed, but it wasn't at all what they wanted. It was the wrong course, it was the wrong name, and it was the wrong price. So how did I get it so wrong? I got it so wrong by relying on my own knowledge and kind of like thinking in a bubble, if you will, thinking in a test tube without actually talking to my audience and listening to my audience. Today, it's easier than ever to really know exactly what people want and what they need and what they're willing to pay for it and what they want it to be called and what they want it to deliver for them, because we have social media. We can ask these things. That's why I spend so much time in my DMs, like kind of understanding not just what do people want and need, but like what language do they use? How are they describing their challenges, their problems? You know, and a lot of that I get just by posting to my Instagram stories. I'll say like, so what are you struggling with today? What's your number one struggle? Or for you, you could ask as it relates to your business. You could say, let's just say, for example, you are a health and fitness coach. You can say, what do you feel like is the number one reason why you haven't been successful on your weight loss journey, or why you don't love your body, or why you fall off of the wagon once you start a routine, you fall off? Like, you know, just put a little question sticker up on your stories and see what kind of replies you get, because they're going to give you language, they're going to give you words, and those words oftentimes give you the opportunity to ask an additional question or further questions, sometimes to your audience and sometimes just to that individual or those individuals who are engaging with you. I get it. Sometimes people just ignore those stickers on Instagram, but the more you post them and the more you engage with people, the more you'll train your audience that this is actually a dialogue. This isn't manipulation. This isn't me trying to sell you something. This is me trying to understand how I can help, how I can serve. So I think that's a really important way to know all those pieces. For example, the new entrepreneur tends to believe that they need a social media following. And while they do, they certainly do, they also on some level know that they need an email list, but they don't want to build one. They're like, yes, it feels a lot easier to build a social media following. So with that in mind, we have a course called Insta Club Hub. Insta Club Hub is $47. It's $47 a month. And that's a beautiful introductory offer. That introductory offer is something that allows people to go, holy cow, if I'm getting this much content, this much coaching, this much knowledge and just like insider tips and this much know-how, and I spent $47, what would happen if I spent $500? So in other words, it doesn't just build trust with them. They're also building their knowledge base. And as they build their knowledge base and they become more proficient at whatever it is they're doing, they want to go to the next level. So now we've got other offers along that customer journey. And some of that journey like kind of takes a little turn to the left to serve this customer. And some of the offers that we make available to people stay on that singular path. And you can do the same. So I want you right now to, you know, I'll remove my own idea or my own examples. And I want you to think about yours. And I'm going to give you some others as well. So if your customer is somebody, ultimately, what you want to do is help people to build a community on Facebook, right? And you have a $2,000 course that teaches people how to do that. And not just build a community, but how to monetize that community on Facebook, right? Like how to make money from a Facebook community. And you have a $2,000 course. Well, that might even be like your final offer, but you might eventually do one-on-one coaching that's $2,000 a month, right? That's further along the journey. But what about that person who isn't yet ready to spend $2,000 because number one, they don't have it to spend because they haven't figured out how to monetize anything, but they do want to build a community. They're just trying to figure out, what is my thing? What area do I want to serve people? Where is it I want to create a community? For what type or group of people? You know, what are their passions? And I need someone to help me figure that out. All right, well, that might be a $50 seminar. It might be a $50 workshop, webinar. And that's a nice introductory offer. One way that you can look at these introductory offers, here's some guidelines for you, or baby offers, I like to call it. It's something that you would potentially give away for free as a freemium, but a really high grade premium. In other words, it's free. It's a premium offer. So we call it a freemium. Like, for example, a 1-hour workshop is something I sometimes do for free, but I also sometimes charge $47 for that, right? So I can do that interchangeably. I can take a freemium and I can charge for it. Now, what happens when you take a freemium, something even like an audio training or a download, templates, etc., you might think to yourself, well, if I've offered this for free, can I later charge for it? Yes, of course. Look at all businesses. You see this all the time. Like, it's free this week and the following week, you got to pay for it. Like, it's just the luck of the draw. The person who happened to land on the week that it was free is the person who benefits. But it's important that we do that because we often, when we're giving away a freemium, you want to place value on it. It's so powerful to be able to say, normally I charge $47 for this, but if you sign up today, it's free. And that's amazing. What happens when we actually charge for our freemiums? And you can charge as little as $7 or $9. So for example, we have a freemium right now. I shouldn't say a freemium. It's kind of a freemium. We have a 2-week Insta Club Hub trial and it's $7. Okay. Now, are we making money on that $7? No, it actually costs on average about $50 in advertising to get somebody to opt in for that $7 2-week trial. But we look at the lifetime value of that customer and it substantiates the amount that we're going to spend on advertising. Okay. So picking up where I left off, I'm in the office now, out of my car. It is really important that we remember everything is fluid. We don't have to have one price and stay with it forever. You can increase your prices. You can decrease your prices. You can offer something for free and then later charge for it. That's business. That's marketing. And we have to constantly be evaluating what is working for us. Sometimes, you know, having lots of freemiums, opt-ins, lead magnets, whatever you want to call it, those are great ways to build your email list. But are you getting the best email address? And I've talked about this on many Build Your Tribe episodes. Are you getting the best email address when people are getting something for free? Because we know if it's something that I actually want and we were paying for, we typically use our better email address, the one that we actually check, so we can make sure we got the thing that we paid for. So that's one reason why it's really important to have an introductory offer and maybe a few of them. A place for people to start, a place where your lifer begins their journey, and you've got to dial it back. An ideal baby offer is something that people can consume in 3 days or less. An ideal baby offer is something that you can create in 7 days or less. An ideal baby offer is the very first thing that somebody believes they need. In other words, it's what they want. It doesn't give them all of the answers, and it should, if you've designed it well, it should solve a problem, but it should also illustrate or illuminate or bring attention to the fact that they need more and you've got more. It should create an emotional connection and a level of trust with you. It should deliver results, but it also, because you've charged for this baby offer, it's created a customer. And 100 times when somebody's just opting in for something free, all that's done is created an email connection. It hasn't created a customer yet. And you still have to go through that process of developing the customer relationship. When you offer something that's even really low price, even like I said, a trial offer where you're taking a loss, like we lose money on a $7 14-day trial for Insta Club Hub. Ultimately, we lose money after advertising, etc. But in the long run, we're going to make money because we know the lifetime value of an Insta Club Hub member is like 5 months. And we also can factor into that a certain percentage of Insta Club Hub members at $47, you know, eventually it goes to $47 a month, right? And eventually there's a good percentage of those lifers who will continue on through the journey and they will upgrade to one of our $1,000 offers or our $2,500 offer. And that's how you have to look at the money that you're spending on advertising. I'm going to do a whole episode on helping you guys to really understand that you've got to get started just having faith in advertising. But before we get there, you've got to develop a baby offer, right? That's probably the first thing you need to advertise is a baby offer. And it's an introductory offer. It's creating a customer for you. And that's where the customer journey begins. And that's where the lifetime value of your customer begins. And creating that journey starts by dialing back what you think they need. When I work with entrepreneurs, what they want to offer as the introductory offer is usually it's too much. You're giving away too much. It's overwhelming. It takes too long to consume it because we think, well, more is better. But the truth is people want quick, fast results. So the quicker you can give them results, the faster you can solve one problem versus 10 problems, the better you will have established that relationship, trust, and rapport with your lifer. So that's your assignment. I want you to take a look at the things that you currently have right now that are for free, that you're offering for free. Maybe it's even a series of podcasts that you put them together and you create an audio training program. And even though your podcasts are free, you've assembled and created like this best of content. And that content is all centered around like solving one individual problem. And you offer that for free. I don't know what it is. Maybe it's templates or downloads or something that you currently are using to attract people onto your email list. And I want you to develop it out a little bit more so that you feel really confident about offering it as an introductory offer. That's your assignment. Now, what I'd like for you to do is take a screenshot. So I know you were listening to this episode and send me a message. This is your accountability. Send me a message on Instagram and let me know what your baby offer will be. And you know what else? I'd like for you to give me the deadline by which I would be able to find it. If I went to your Instagram, I would see a link in your bio that allowed me to hit you up for that baby offer. So if you go to my Instagram right now, at Shalene Johnson, you'll see one of my best performing baby offers is there right now. It's Insta Club Hub, 7-day trial offer. When you're listening to this, if it's not a 7-day trial offer, well, then, you know, I'm not sure when you're listening to this, but it will be something that is introductory because the link in my bio on Instagram should not be a stop on my customer journey that's ideal for someone who's been with me for 10 years. It needs to be the introductory. It needs to be the baby, the first step. So that's your homework assignment. I need to know what it is and the date by which you're going to have it finished. All right. That's your accountability. I'm going to be your accountability partner. Another thing you might want to do is take a screenshot of this episode. No, actually just click the share button and send this to somebody who's your accountability partner when it comes to business. I've had one this month. I've used my friend April Franks, who you've heard on the show before. And this month we used each other as accountability partners because we both needed to make some additional hires to our team. And it just pivotal to have a partner, man, it makes you do it, dude. As soon as we agreed to do that for each other, within 24 hours, I had my first hire. I should say my next hire. Anyways, that's it for now. Thanks for listening. Thanks for putting up with my little rant in the beginning. I'm at the office right now and I have a gentleman here. Ray is going to figure out what in the heck is going on with our internet. All right. I love you. It is my goal to be brief, to be bright, to make it fun and then be done. Y'all, we're done.